4.5%. Well, a big investor in US tech stocks is Loftus Peak. Its chief executive is Alex Pollock, who's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Alex.
Thanks, Ross. Good to be here.
Is this oversold or not, do you believe?
Oh, no, it's serious. People haven't worked out just how much data these guys have got, and they have a truckload. And now the backlash is coming because the US presidential election and Trump got elected, and now people are angry about that, and they're saying they're looking for someone to blame. So that's Facebook.
Okay, and then what you've got is a situation where the amount of data that they have on individuals and the way in which perhaps that data could influence the way a person thinks or even potentially influence an election outcome, that has big revelations or big implications for those people who might wish to use that information and intelligence and are prepared to pay the money for it.
That's exactly right. I mean, think about this. If your wife knows you, and she knows the way you think, and she knows what pushes your buttons. That's what data is. Data isn't something abstract. It's knowing how you'll react to certain things at certain times. And Facebook has that data, and a lot of other companies besides. And it is enough to form a psychological profile, and it is enough to press your buttons on certain issues, just like your wife or your husband can press your buttons on certain issues. Data isn't abstract. It's real. It's knowing the way you'll react to certain things. And there's got to be limits around that, and people are just working it out now.
But isn't it true that, say, for example, if you've subscribed to a loyalty card at your supermarket, it knows your habits. It knows who you are. It doesn't know your name, though. That's the interesting thing. But in the case of Facebook, in the case of Twitter, it actually knows your name because you've written all that stuff when you've signed up in the first place.
That is 100% correct. Think about how much, you walk into a shop, the person behind the till sees you, they immediately know, white male, 50 years old. They have a profile of you the moment you walk in. That again is data. And they know from looking at you how much they want to charge for whatever it is they want to sell and whether they should overcharge you, etc. Facebook's doing the same thing because it's got all that and it's systematized it into a database.
And the grave fear, I presume, is that when Mark Zuckerberg is on the stand, just the way he performs and what he's prepared to fess up in terms of that data, that also is going to be a key to the future of Facebook share price.
That's right. I mean, Zuckerberg, I think, means well, but he's a little bit, tone deaf. And he's young, meaning that he doesn't kind of really know which way he wants to go on certain issues. I think he fundamentally means well, but I also think he doesn't understand the importance of some of these things that are, I think he's only just worked out a U.S. presidential election got decided on the back of, an oversupply of data that he provided. And he's only just working that out now.
Alex Pollock, the chief executive of Loftus Peak. As always, Alex, great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Ross.
Yeah, welcome back.